You know, we've been talking about Ian, Mr. Tibbetts, having a mind of his own, kind of like, and switching, you know, can't make up his mind today. I think that's a great way to kind of sum things up. Would you agree?
It has been a bit on the unpredictable. It's actually looking a bit more organized than I've seen it in its history. You looked outside and you saw, you're seeing some heavy showers coming down.
Mm-hmm.
I figure we're now going to go through for an hour, 2 hours perhaps.
Wow.
Some heavy torrential downpours with some stronger wind gusts coming out of us now.
All right.
When you look at the weather radar, we are on the edge of some of the heaviest showers that we're going to get with this thing.
Mm.
And it's we're really going to start to get some serious numbers now. And if we look at the wind gusts, I would expect that the wind gusts are going to start to jump now, and I wouldn't be a bit surprised now if you start to see some 30 and 40 mile per hour wind gusts
okay.
in some of this stuff.
Well, now we're ready for some action. Now, literally, just 10, 15 minutes ago, Ms. Reshma and I were just talking about how we were kind of surprised that it wasn't raining yet, but mm-hmm. the radar looked like we had seen some clouds on the way, for sure.
Definitely. John, can you tell us a little about what we can expect with the seas as well? Because, of course, naturally, you know, with the rain coming, we do have some sea swells, some storm surges that we are expecting.
Well, the worst of the seas are supposed to come tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's about 10 to 12 feet wave heights as the system gets close to us at about 7 a.m. in the morning, and we will continue tropical storm force winds until about 3 p.m. tomorrow. On top of that, we're expecting 2 to 4 feet of storm surge. So the sea tomorrow is really going to be a mess.
Bobby just sent a message just a second ago, too, on our WhatsApp. Yeah, asking about the storm surge. Can you please ask Mr. Tibbetts about the storm surge? And then we got another message, too, a little while ago, too, from Heidi that said, I'm off island, but my husband and three dogs are here. I listened to the premier who said it wouldn't be anything like Grace. What are your thoughts? Do I have a lot to worry about?
Well, the thing about Grace was a system that was going through some rapid intensification. I don't really see right now the level of rapid intensification with this one. It's intensifying, but it's not what I would necessarily classify as a rapid intensification right now. If you look at the intensification of this system is a fairly it's almost like a gradual type process. When you looked at Grace, we had a peak tropical storm force system going through the Cayman Islands, and yet we had wind gusts up to Cat 2. So that's usually don't have that wide of variation in the wind gusts.
Okay, John, thanks for that. I just want to go back to something you said a little while ago. You mentioned that we're going to get the worst of the rain happening, you know, for the next hour, a couple of hours. How much rainfall are you expecting for us to have here in Grand Cayman?
Great question.
And over on Sister Islands?
Well, the weather models are forecasting something about 1 to 2 inches, but what the warning is that, you get a decent thunderstorm sit down on top of you for any length of time, you could end up with 3, 4, 5 inches.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's extremely difficult for these weather models to look at a system and get a good, accurate rainfall prediction when one individual system can come on and just sit down on top of you just for a little while and just pour cats and dogs.